जय श्री राधे। आज हम सब थोड़ा थोड़ा नित्य प्रति
फ्रॉम टुडे ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम डेली लिटिल बाय लिटिल वी आर गोइंग टू हियर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फ्रॉम भ्रमर गीता। It's so divine, transcendental, so endlessly glorious. So we are going to hear from it. Some devotees have requested that I speak in Hindi. So I will try to speak in Hindi.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ji ne इस हमारे इस ब्रज में
भगवान श्री कृष्ण जी
लीला की थी
हैज परफॉर्म्ड हिज लीला इन व्रज फॉर 11 इयर्स।
उसके बाद प्रभु का बहुत सारा काम रहते
आफ्टरवर्ड्स
चैतन्य चरित
लॉर्ड प्रभु हैड सो मेनी अदर एक्टिविटीज एज वेल इन चैतन्य चरितामृता इट्स टोल्ड
उनका
That Prabhu has his main leela. But there are also some following activities. So after 11 years spent in Vraj,
Sri Kanhaiya Lal ji,
Sri Kanhaiya Lal ji,
Balai Dada ji,
And his elder brother Balaram ji, they had some further activities to do. So their uncle Akrura was sent by Kamsa to Vraja. So when he told to Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya that he is to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, what to say about their state? They have felt as fish taken out of water. That was the state of all Vrajavasis. They all felt our life force will leave us.
बलराम इस ब्रज भूमि छोड़ के मथुरा चले जाएंगे
कृष्ण एंड बलराम विल लीव राजा एंड गो टू मथुरा सो वी विल ऑल डाइज दैट्स सर्टन दिस इज हाउ दे फेल्ट सो देयर भाव
कृष्ण के प्रति जो प्रेम है
द वे दे लव्ड कृष्ण इज सो पावरफुल
ब्रज गोपियां ब्रजवासियां
ब्रज गोपीस ब्रजवासीस
जैसा अपनाया था जैसा प्रेम किया था
द वे दे लव्ड कृष्णा नो वन एल्स इज एबल टू लव हिम इन दैट वे
तो क्या स्थिति हो सकता था इस ब्रज में
सो व्हाट वाज द स्टेट ऑफ राजा
ब्रजवासियों का जो स्थिति है
The state of whole Vraja was, everyone felt we are all going to die. Bhagavan Sri Krishna explained to them, he told them, Hey Vrajavasis, I will surely come back to Vraja. I never lied to you. So surely I will come back from Mathura.
तो आज भी ये ब्रजवासी लोग ये सोचते हैं जो प्रभु कभी मिथ्या नहीं बोलते.
So Vrajavasis were sure. Krishna never lied to us, and he will certainly come back to Vraja. So that was the state of Raja. So Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he left to Mathura. He killed Kamsa. And afterwards, He released Ugrasen Maharaj, and along with him his mother and father, he released them from prison. Nanda Baba and some other Vrajavasis, they stayed in Mathura for some days. Shri Krishna, with the help of Yoga Maya, with a great difficulty, he sent them back to Vraj. Afterwards, Vasudev Baba and Devaki Maya, they thought that our Krishna and Balaram, they stayed in forest, in the village, and they should now get the opportunity to get some knowledge also. They should join some good Gurukul. So the Kula Guru, the Guru of the family, Garga Muni Maharaj, he advised that in Ujjain there is the greatest school in whole Bharat, in whole India, and that's Sandipani Muni's ashram. There is a school there, and that it will be very beneficial for Krishna and Balaram to study in his school. Lord Shri Krishna knows everything, because everything, all knowledge comes from him. But still, Prabhu is performing his human-like leela. He is behaving as a human. So in this way, the time for him to study came. So he studied 64 arts. All the knowledge comes from the Lord himself. But still he studied. As he concluded his studies, he brought back to life the son of his guru. There is a long story about it, but we are just mentioning it briefly. Because our main point of Katha is Brahmar Gita, so we are just briefly mentioning other points of Leela. So in this way, Shri Krishna gave Guru Dakshina to his Guru. So by coming to Mathura, the state of Prabhu, Lord Shri Krishna, has changed. How? He was in separation from Vrajavasis. Srila Sanatan Goswami, our Acharya, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he mentions about it, how Shri Krishna, actually, he cried for Vrajavasis. He cried so much. He cried in separation. When someone experiences some pain in mind and heart, he finds relief in telling about that to someone close. But Krishna didn't have anyone like that. He was not able to do so. Later on, his close friend was Uddhavji.
Brishninang means Jadavon ka mantri.
He was a minister of Vrishnis or Yadus, Yadu dynasty.
Krishnasya daita shakha.
So he was actually the minister of Krishna. He was his close friend, one of his intimate companions.
Devaguru Vrishpati ka shishya hai.
He was disciple of Brihaspati, the guru of Devas. So he was like his guru. It means, as his guru Brihaspati had the knowledge of all the Shastras, so this is how Uddhavji also gained this very same knowledge from him. So there are many kinds of relationship. He was also, Uddhavji in a further way, was the son of his uncle. So on different levels, Uddhav had such a close relationship with Krishna. So Uddhavji knew all the knowledge of all the Vedas, of all the Shastras.
Uddhavji Maharaj do char din dekha hai ye prabhu rote.
So the Lord Sri Krishna, he had this pain in his heart of separation from Vrajavasis, and in some days, within some 2-4 days, Uddhavji was a witness of this. He could see Krishna in such a state. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he was crying. He had so much love, pure love for Vrajavasis. And there is no proper description in Shastra about it. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, in the first part, there is explanation how Prahladji is the greatest bhakta. But then further, Hanumanji was glorified as the greatest bhakta. So each of them would say, no, I'm not the greatest. That other bhakta is the greatest. So Hanumanji told, that's not me. I'm not the greatest bhakta. Pandavas are more glorious. Then the Pandavas would send them to Vrishnis, to Yadu dynasty. So in this way, Naradji, he was sent from one to other devotee, and the Yadus, they told, it's not us actually, amongst us, it's Uddhavji who is the greatest devotee of Sri Krishna.
Nanda Maharaj evang Ma Yashodai Bhagavan.
So Uddhavji himself, he told, no, it's not me. The greater are Vrajavasis, Krishna's friends, cowherd boys, and then further on Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, and ultimately the gopis of Vraj. And amongst them all,
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ka
Srimati Radharani
priya hai, sabse nikattam hai.
They are the closest to Krishna.
Putna ke dehant ke baad Prabhu ne kya kiya?
After the leela of killing Putna,
kya karti hai apne santan ko, apne balak ko
Shika is such a post of a mother that feeds a child with her milk. She is Rakshasi. She is a demoness. But the Lord gave her the post in Goloka. as one of his mothers. It means those ladies, they fed the child their own milk.
जो राक्षसी भगवान श्रीकृष्ण को मारने हेतु गए हंतुम इच्छसी हत्ता के लिए गए.
So this Rakshasi demoness Putana came to kill Krishna on pretext of feeding him her milk. Still, he gave her a post of his own mother in Goloka. So what he won't give to those who are doing his bhajan, there is nothing that he won't give them. He will give them all. So Brahmaji, he asked the Lord about this. This Rakshasi came to kill you. He was showing that he came, that she came to feed you her milk as if being your mother. But her intention was to kill you.
सोचते रहते आप ही सब कुछ है ब्रजवासियों के लिए
तो आप इस एंड यू गेव हर द पोस्ट ऑफ योर मदर इन गोलोका सो व्हाट शैल यू गिव टू योर ब्रजवासीज दे आर सर्विंग यू 24 आवर्स दे आर विद यू 24 आवर्स व्हाट शैल यू गिव टू देम. So Shri Krishna told him, Brahma, you have asked a very hard question. Bhagavan Shri Krishna told, life after life, and if I try to serve them, I won't be able to repay my debt. Na parayaham. I will remain their indebtor. I'll remain indebted to them forever, eternally. There is no way I can repay my debt to them. There are so many devotees of Shri Krishna around the world, but no one is greater than Vrajavasis. So Uddhavji was the witness of this great pain in the heart of Shri Krishna. He saw Krishna crying for days and days.
Bhagavan Shri Krishna apne prasadopari chhat mein jakar ekant mein ro rahe the.
So Shri Krishna was staying in his inner rooms and he was crying and crying and crying there. So he tried to somehow pacify Krishna. He told, oh Bhagavan, oh Lord, I'm seeing you crying for days. What's the cause of it? I'm your servant. If you tell me, maybe I would be able to do something. Please, tell to me, tell to your servant.
हमारे बात को समझने वाला इस मधुपुरी में अर्थात मथुरा में एकमात्र उद्धव भी है जो हमारे बात को समझ सकते हैं.
So Shri Krishna thought, in this Madhupuri or Mathura, there is only Uddhavji that may understand me. He's so knowledgeable. He has knowledge of all the shastras, but
ब्रज भक्ति कैसा होता है?
But how is ब्रज भक्ति?
भाव श्रीकृष्ण के प्रति कैसा है?
How is the bhav of Vrajavasis towards Krishna?
ब्रज गोपियों का ब्रजवासियों का जो भाव है.
The bhav of Vrajagopis, Vrajavasis. So that knowledge is above all other knowledge. The bhav of Vrajavasis, even Uddhav won't be able to understand. The bhavuk or bhakta that has that bhav in his own heart would be able to understand, not the others. So Shri Krishna thought, my Uddhavji, he has so much knowledge, he has all the knowledge of Shastra. But this bhav, if it's not there in the heart, so and no one else would be able to understand it. So Krishna considered, I will send him to Vraj. And I'll send my message to Vrajavasis through him. So in this way, he considered, Uddhavji would be able to get the knowledge of that bhav, the mood that Vrajavasis have for him, the way they love him. He wished Uddhavji to learn about it. Vrajavasis doesn't know anything else than myself, Krishna told. In separation from me, all the Vrajavasis are hardly living. They are still alive, but they are alive, but as if they have died. Hey Uddhav, take my message to Vraja.
Our father, Nanda Maharaj, Mata Sri, Ma Yashoda.
Bring it to Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata, and the others, to all the Vrajavasis, to Vraja Gopis. And in this way, you try to pacify them. Hey Uddhav, So this message that you bring, you tell them that I told them this. Vrajavasis, they are very intelligent. So whatever you say, you should tell as a reference from me. In any case, you are so knowledgeable. So try to pacify Vrajavasis.
Uddhavji Maharaj ko bhejne ke liye Shri Krishna ji ne aagya pradan ki.
So in this way, Shri Krishna ji instructed Uddhavji,
Bhagavan Shri Krishna jaisa hi,
and he sent him to Vraj. And how does Uddhavji Maharaj look like? He looks like almost like Krishna. He's wearing Krishna's prasadi clothes.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ke adharamrita means prasad paate the.
He's taking Sri Krishna's adharamrita, his prasad, his mahaprasad. After Lord accepts prasad, so he takes his remnants.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna jab kisi kaam ke liye bahar chale jaate the, तो सारे के सारे जादवगण उद्धव जी को देखकर ये समझते थे यही कृष्ण है.
So when Krishna would go out for some work, all the Yadavas would look at Uddhav as if it was Krishna. Because he assembled Krishna so much, he looked like Krishna very much, he reminded on Krishna.
जादवों का मंत्री अर्थात श्री कृष्ण का मंत्री है और श्री कृष्ण का
उद्धव जी he was Yadava's minister, Krishna's minister, and he was very close, internal friend of Krishna. He was Brihaspati's disciple, and he had the knowledge, intelligence, as of his guru Brihaspati, the guru of the Devas.
Rath lekar Sri Krishna jaisa veshbhusha pehenkar ab braj mein jayenge.
So Uddhavji is going to go to Vraja, resembling Krishna so much, wearing his clothes, looking like him. So we are going to hear about it from tomorrow on further. So here we are concluding our katha today.
Radhe Shyam Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय. अपन अपन श्री गुरु महाराज की जय. जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल.